from darkness to light. When you are weary, remember you have hurt yourself. Your comforter will rest you, but you cannot. You do not know how, for if you did, you could never have grown weary. Unless you hurt yourself, you could never suffer in any way, for that is not God's will for his Son. Pain is not of him, for he knows no attack, and his peace surrounds you silently. God is very quiet, for there is no conflict in him. Conflict is the root of all evil, for being blind it does not see whom it attacks. Yet it always attacks the Son of God, and the Son of God is you. God's Son is indeed in need of comfort, for he knows not what he does, believing his will is not his own. The kingdom is his, and yet he wanders homeless. At home in God, he is lonely, and amid all his brothers, he is friendless. Would God let this be real when he did not will to be alone himself? And if your will is his, it cannot be true of you, because it is not true of him. Oh, my child, if you knew what God wills for you, your joy would be complete. And what he wills has happened, for it was always true. When the light comes, and you have said, God's will is mine, you will see such beauty that you will know it is not of you. Out of your joy you will create beauty in his name, for your joy could no more be contained than his. The bleak little world will vanish into nothingness, and your heart will be so filled with joy that it will leap into heaven and into the presence of God. I cannot tell you what this will be like, for your heart is not ready. Yet I can tell you and remind you often that what God wills for himself, he wills for you, and what he wills for you is yours. The way is not hard, but it is very different. Yours is the way of pain, of which God knows nothing. That way is hard indeed and very lonely. Fear and grief are your guests, and they go with you and abide with you on the way. But the dark journey is not the way of God's Son. Walk in light, and do not see the dark companions, for they are not fit companions for the Son of God, who was created of light and in light. The great light always surrounds you and shines out from you. How can you see the dark companions in a light such as this? If you see them, it is only because you are denying the light. But deny them instead, for the light is here and the way is clear. God hides nothing from his Son, even though his Son would hide himself. Yet the Son of God cannot hide his glory, for God wills him to be glorious and gave him the light that shines in him. You will never lose your way, for God leads you. When you wander, you but undertake a journey that is not real. The dark companions, the dark way, are all illusions. Turn toward the light, for the little spark in you is part of a light so great that it can sweep you out of all darkness forever. For your Father is your Creator, and you are like him. The children of light cannot abide in darkness, for darkness is not in them. Do not be deceived by the dark comforters, and never let them enter the mind of God's Son, for they have no place in his temple. When you are tempted to deny him, remember that there are no other gods to place before him, and accept his will for you in peace, for you cannot accept it otherwise. Only God's Comforter can comfort you. In the quiet of his temple, he waits to give you the peace that is yours. Give his peace, that you may enter the temple and find it waiting for you. But be holy in the presence of God, or you will not know that you are there. For what is unlike God cannot enter his mind, because it was not his thought, and therefore does not belong to him. And your mind must be as pure as his, if you would know what belongs to you. Guard carefully his temple, for he himself dwells there and abides in peace. You cannot enter God's presence with the dark companions beside you, but you also cannot enter alone. All your brothers must enter with you, for until you have accepted them, you cannot enter. For you cannot understand wholeness unless you are whole, and no part of the Son can be excluded if he would know the wholeness of his Father. In your mind you can accept the whole sonship and bless it with the light your Father gave it. Then you will be worthy to dwell in the temple with him, because it is your will not to be alone. God blessed his Son forever. If you will bless him in time, you will be in eternity. Time cannot separate you from God if you use it on behalf of the eternal.